Call and response rhythm between drums and stabs, advanced. Let's build a proper rolling drum and bass conversation in Ableton Live. Today the goal is a 16-bar loop around 174 BPM, where your drums do the talking, your stabs answer back, and everything feels alive, because of microtiming, velocity, swing discipline, and the way you carve space with sidechain and EQ. This is not about cramming more notes in, it's about making the groove speak. Alright, pause for 2 seconds and set your session up clean. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Create 3 groups, drums, music, and optionally bass. Even if you're not writing bass right now, it helps you think like a mixer early. Then open the groove pool. We're going to use it, but we're going to be picky about what we swing. One more mindset thing before we touch notes. Work in 1-bar and 2-bar loops to design a groove, but don't trust them. Drum and bass can sound perfect for 1 bar and fall apart emotionally by bar 5. So we'll build small, then expand to 8 and 16 and make it evolve. Now step 1. Build the drum call. Start with a drum rack on a MIDI track inside your drums group. Make a classic 2-step skeleton. Put your kick on 1.1.1. Then add your snare or clap on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your backbone. If you want extra push, add an optional second kick around 1.3.3. Not mandatory. Just a little shove into the second half of the bar. Now put drum bus on the drums group. Don't go crazy. Think of it as glue and attitude. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Boom can stay subtle, like 0 to 15%, because we want the sub to be a separate decision later. Transients, add a little, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on how soft your samples are. You're trying to make the drums speak clearly without getting clicky. Next, hats. Hats are where the conversation starts feeling human. Program closed hats as straight 1/16 notes first, just as a starting grid. Now remove a few hats strategically to create breathing room. A really reliable move, thin out or remove hats right before the snare so the snare feels like it arrives with gravity, and so your stabs have somewhere to live after. Then shape the velocities. Give yourself a hierarchy. Strong hats around 80 to 100, light hats around 30 to 60. If every hat is the same, the groove is flat, and your stabs won't feel like they're responding to anything. Now microtiming. This is advanced territory, but it's the fun part. Keep your snare basically on the grid. If you want weight, you can nudge it slightly late, like plus 2 to 5 milliseconds, but do that intentionally and don't keep changing it every bar. The kick and snare are your reference points. For hats, pick a few off hats and nudge them late by around plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. That little bit of lateness creates roll. Don't randomize everything. You're choosing a pocket. And now the groove pool. Choose a swing 16 groove, something like a swing 16-65 style. Apply it to the hats first at about 20 to 40%. Listen. If you feel the hats start to dance, you're in the zone. If the kick and snare start to lose impact, you swung the wrong things. So here's the rule. Don't swing the kick and snare heavily. Keep the backbone sturdy. Now add ghost notes. Ghost notes are your drum phrasing. They're not there to be heard clearly. They're there to make the groove talk under its breath. Add quiet ghost snares or rim hits just before your main snare hits, like a little inhale. Depending on your grid, try something like 1.1.4 and 1.3.4 as starting points, but use your ear. Keep velocities low, like 10 to 35. If it starts to sound like extra snares instead of ghosts, they're too loud or too full. On the snare channel, use EQ8. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs crack, a small lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Then a saturator with soft clip-on, and just 1 to 4 dB of drive. Tiny moves. The point is to keep the main snare confident, because everything else is going to dodge it. Cool. Drums are speaking. Now we give them something to talk to. Step 2. Create the stab sound, tight, gritty, and short. You've got 2 main routes, synth stabs or sampled stabs. I'll describe a fast operator approach because it's super controllable. Create a stabs MIDI track in your music group. Load operator. Start simple. Osc A as a saw, level around minus 10 dB. Optionally Osc B as a square at minus 18 dB just to add some hollow bite. Set the amp envelope so it behaves like a drum. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. The stab should get out of the way quickly. Now the processing chain. Add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter. Low pass 24 dB mode. Cut off somewhere between 1.5 and 6 kHz depending how bright you want it. Add a little filter drive, like 2 to 6, per character. Then a touch of Redux, extremely subtle, downsample around 1.2 to 1.8x, just to roughen edges. Finally a Q8, high pass around 120 to 200 hc so the stab never fights the sub or the snare body. If it's harsh, notch gently around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Before we program rhythm, one important teacher note. If your stabs are stepping on the drums, the first fix is often not more sidechain. The first fix is shortening the stab. Less note length equals more groove clarity. Alright. Step 3. Program true call and response. This is the core concept. Here's the guiding rule. The stab rhythm is dictated by the drum gaps, not the other way around. And then, once you place the stabs, you may adjust drum ghosts or hat skip slightly, so the drums and stabs sound like they belong to the same sentence. Start with a one-bar loop. Identify 2 to 4 call moments in the drums. That could be a hat rush into the snare, a kick plus hat combo on and, or a little ghost phrase that feels like it points forward. Now place your stabs only in the holes. Avoid hitting exactly on 2 and 4, because that's snare territory. If you land stabs there, your snare shrinks. Instead, do the classic DNB move. Put a stab 1/16th or 1/8th after the snare. That's your main reply. Then, optionally, place a second stab as a quieter, shorter echo like a callback. Now make it dynamic. Main responses can sit around velocity 80 to 110. Secondary ones around 40 to 70. Also, don't keep the exact same chord voicing every bar. Even tiny changes count. Bar 1. Root position. Bar 2. An inversion or move one note up an octave. Same vibe. Different mouth shape. If you have MIDI probability, use it. Keep your core identity stabs at 100%. Then set secondary echo stabs to maybe 40 to 70%, so the groove breathes. The trick is to let varination happen in the comments, not in the main message. Now the microtiming strategy for stabs. This is huge. Keep the kick and snare fixed as your reference. Then choose one direction for the stabs per section. If you want laid-back heavy pocket, push stabs late by plus 6 to plus 15 milliseconds. If you want urgency into the next drum event, pull them early by minus 4 to minus 10 milliseconds. Don't do both at once in the same section unless you're very deliberate. And here's a fast Ableton trick. Use track delay in the mixer. Instead of moving all your MIDI notes, try setting the stabs track delay to plus 10 milliseconds for a heavy pocket, or minus 7 for aggression. For hats, a gentle plus 5 milliseconds can add roll without rewriting the pattern. This is a producer move because it's reversible and fast. Now, an advanced variation to try once you've got a basic response. Dodge the snare using a negative space cluster. Write a two-hit burst that wraps around the snare. One hit a 16th before the snare, quiet and thin. Then a hit a 16th after the snare, louder and full. You're not colliding with the snare. You're framing it. That can sound insanely produced in rollers. Another advanced trick. A polyrhythmic illusion. For one bar, try spacing stabs every 3/16, so it implies a 3/4 feel. Then resolve back to a clean 1/8 or 1/16 response pattern. The resolve is what makes it feel intentional instead of messy. Alright, now step 4. Groove locking. This is where we protect the punch. First priority, sidechain the stabs to the snare. In DNB, the snare usually needs the biggest pocket. On the stabs track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and select the snare track as input. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds depending on whether you want the stab transient to peak through a little. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds and adjust by ear with the tempo. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. You want the snare to feel like it pushes the stab out of the way, not like the stab disappears completely. Optionally, add a second, lighter compressor for kick sidechain, only 1 to 3 dB reduction, just to keep the low end tidy. But snare first is the move. Now width discipline. Put utility on the stabs. Keep width reasonable, like 80 to 120%. Drum and bass need center strength. If you go ultra wide, you'll lose the core impact in mono, and your groove stops punching. Then frequency slotting with EQ. High pass the stabs at 120 to 200 hc. If your snare loses body, try a small dip in the stabs around 180 to 250 hc. If the stabs are masking hats, you can dip stabs slightly around 7 to 10 kHz, or simply brighten the hats instead. Always decide who owns what band. If you want to get really surgical, do multiband sidechain. Put the stabs into a mid-chain, like 250hz to 4khz, and a high chain above 4khz. Duck the mids harder to make room for snare presence, but keep some high sparkle so the stab remains audible in the mix. That's how you get present but not in the way. And one more sound design move that helps stabs behave like percussion. Put drum buss lightly on the stabs themselves. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Drive 2 to 6%. Now the stab speaks like a drum hit, not like a pad. Step 5. Arrange the conversation across 16 bars. This is where it becomes music. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Keep the response simple. Maybe one main reply per bar. Filter slightly closed so it's darker and controlled. Bars 5 to 8. Variation. Add an answer back stab, or remove one response every second bar so it doesn't feel cop-pasted. Try a tiny pitch drop on one hit, like minus 5 to minus 20 cents, just for attitude. Super subtle. You want nasty, not cartoon. Bars 9 to 12, tension. Increase hat density slightly, or add a shuffled percussion layer. Open the auto filter cutoff gradually on the stab so energy rises without adding new elements. If you use delay, make it subtle. Ping pong at 1/8 or dot at 1/8, feedback 10 to 25%, and filter the delay so it has no low end below 300hz and not too much fizz above 6 to 9khz. If reverb starts smearing the groove, use gated ambience. Put reverb on a return, then a gate after it, and sidechain the gate from the snare so ambience appears in controlled windows. This keeps space without blurring timing. Bars 13 to 16, release and turnaround. Remove stabs for one bar so the drums call alone. That silence is a power move. Then bring the stabs back with a slightly different voicing or rhythm. Add a crash or ride, and a short reverb tail, but keep the lows filtered. If you're using hybrid reverb, go for an algorithmic hall around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, high pass the reverb around 250 to 400hz, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 12%, or just use it on ascend. In drum and bass, reverb is seasoning, not soup. Now quick coaching on common mistakes so you can self-correct fast. If your stabs hit on 2 and 4, you're flattening the snare. Move them. If every stab velocity is 100, there's no conversation, only shouting. If you swing the whole drum rack heavily, the kick and snare lose authority. Swing hats and perks. Keep the backbone stable. If your stabs have too much low mid, especially 150 to 400hz, the snare will feel smaller and the groove will feel slower. This audio version is shortened for playback.